Translation. O the Great Supreme, in every type of body, either in the heavenly planet or in the hellish planet, there are pleasing and not pleasing circumstances on account of combination and separation. But both of them are very, very regrettable positions, as if burning in the fire. Although there are many remedial measures to get out of the miserable condition of life, but in the material world, any such counteraction is more miserable than the miserable condition itself. The only remedial measure, I think, therefore, is to be engaged in your service. Kindly instruct me in that way.
Tasmat priyapriyo viyoga sanajoga janama sukadina satala joni sudayyamana dukkhau sadam tadapi dukkha mata jiyaham bhuman bhramani badami sabadasu jogam. Prahlad Maharaj, previous verse, he said, I am very much afraid of this material existential condition, dukkhalayam asasatam. Now, he is describing what is the different stages of such suffering. Just mark on account of this material existence. When we come to this material world, there are connections with so many persons, bhutatum, pitinam, nilam. As soon as we come down from the womb of the mother, there are so many relative friends, bhuta apsya, pitri, bhuta apsya, bhuta apsya, isi, pitri, dhan, mila. We become connected. But some of them are dear and some of them are not very friendly anymore. This is the condition of the material world. Nobody can say that I am situated in a very nice condition. Everyone is my friend, knowing me. It is not possible. That is the nature of this material world, that you come in contact with so many persons, animals, and suppose your forefathers, really described Bhuta, Sundina, Sudrina. So we get connection. This is the way of it. But none of them are friendly. Even the one is friendly today, tomorrow he can become enemy. This is the point. So, dasma priya priya viyoga sanajoga janma. Viyoga sanajoga janma. As soon as one child is born, he is separated from the former life and he is connected with another new life, new body, viyoga sanajoga. Maybe the former body was very pleasing, and this body is not very pleasing, degraded. That is possible. Dehantara prapti. It is not that he will always get a body very pleasing, but the illusory energy is so strong. If one gets the body of a pig, He thinks it is very nice. This is called Pratyavatmika Shakti. Maya has got especially two energies, Avaranatmika and Pratyavatmika. Generally, Maya keeps us covered with illusion and keeps one is little and lack, wants to get out of the clutches of Maya. There is another potency of Maya, which is a Pratyavatmika. Suppose one thinks, now I shall become Krishna conscious. This ordinary material consciousness is so discerning, let me become Krishna conscious. The Maya says, what will do it? Better remain in material consciousness. This is called Pratyavatmika. Therefore, sometimes some man comes in our society after staying for days, he goes there. This is Pratyavas, Pranayama. Unless he is very sincere, he cannot stay with us. He will be thrown out. So, Prahlad Maharaj said that these two positions, somebody is clean and somebody is not clean. It is very particular. Not that if I change my this body, this process will also stop. No. So long you have got this body in the material world, you'll have these two processes. Somebody will be your friend and somebody will be your enemy. Yoga Samadhava Dhanava. But as soon as that enemy is, there is lamentation. Anxiety, sukha-jina. Such lamentation is just like fire of lamentation, sukha-jina. Sukha-jina, sakala-jina. If you think that only the human society, such things are there, somebody's enemy, somebody's friend. No! In any society, any zoning, you have seen even in the sparrows, the bird society, they are also fighting. You have seen it. They are also mixing very intimately, again fighting. So either you take birds or dogs, they are famous for fighting. So this is going on. Somebody very dear, somebody inimical, and fighting between them. Sakala jodi, daiva mana. You cannot get escape by avoiding one society and go to the other society. That is not so. That's fire of disagreement, enmity and friendship, it will go on. Not only here, even in the heavenly planet is fight between the devas and vasuras. The vasuras are in the air of the devas, and devas are also in the air of the vasuras. Everywhere. Even King Indra, he has got enemies, only very opulent. We want to go to the heavenly planet for enjoying the opulence of that atmosphere. But there is also the same thing. So you cannot avoid it, Prahlad Maharaj says. So we can try to counteract the client in this material world. There are so many attempts to mitigate, just like the United Nations. They have formed the United Nations formula to mitigate. No more fighting, no more war, no more enmity. to their attack. Enemy is there, otherwise why they are proposal of indictment? Because we are disindicted, therefore the counter proposal is, let us resolve in that. But he said, to organize such things is also very difficult and troublesome. Although it is remedial measure, let us settle our misunderstanding. It is very good proposal. But to settle up this misunderstanding is more troublesome. You have got experience finding extra agreement to the other party. He proposes something, you propose something. So, although the agreement is a remedial measure, but come to the agreement is very, very difficult. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, this remedial measure, aushadha, is still more troublesome. When there was enmity, that is troublesome. Just like when there is some disease, some say, you have got a boil in your body. It is painful, but when you take the remedial measure, surgical operation, it is still more painful. Still more, you have to take anesthetic, chloroform, because it is more painful. So anywhere, there is fight, there is enmity, and if you want to settle up, it is more troublesome. Dukkho-sadam tadapi dukkham. The remedial measure is more troublesome than the disease, than the painful condition. Dukkho-sadam tadapi dukkham apadhyam. Apad. Apad means untruth. Quickly. We do not know what is our identity. Misunderstanding. Dehatma Mudji. Asad Graha. Atad Asad, the same thing. We have accepted this body, identified this body. On account of, if you are on the spiritual platform, then there is no trouble, there is no misunderstanding. If we understand properly by education and knowledge that you are also part and parcel of Krishna, I am also part and parcel of Krishna, our real position is to serve the Lord. So if we serve that, then there is no misunderstanding. If we be engaged in Krishna's service, there cannot be any misunderstanding. Otherwise, if we work on the platform of this body, material body, there must be misunderstanding. Atadjihaha. Bhoman, my Lord, the great. Bharmavi. In this way, I have wandered. Life after life. Changing the body, changing the situation, and in different situation, different mentality. But there is no peace. There is no happiness. Simply changing the body. Bhoman bhramami badame sarulasudulam. In this way, I have wandering throughout the whole universe. Now, please engage me in your service. This is the life prayer. That unless you engage yourself in the service of Krishna, you will never get peace. This is a fact. We can discover so many plans and remedial measures, and that will not help us. Only solution is to surrender to Krishna. Krishna gives this nice advice, sarva dharma puritajya mahavetam saranam. That will cure your own disease. this mentality comes by practical experience after many, many months. Bonao, Janmanao, De, Jaramahan, Mahan, Prabhupada. Then one understands properly that without becoming Krishna conscious, without being servant of Krishna, there cannot be peace or happiness. Gatya Maharu Shanti Ichchami. Krishna says, everything is directly said. Bhoktara, why we fight for us? I am thinking that I shall enjoy this. I shall become the leader. And another party said, no, no, I shall become the leader. I shall enjoy it. So there is fight. But if we understand that either you or me, we are not enjoying, we are servants, then God is Krishna. Then there will be shanti. Moktaram jambhutam sam sarva loko maheshwaram kridam sarva bhutava. We are trying to become friends of another friend. My dear friend, I shall help you in this way. You are in trouble. So he can help, but there is a misunderstanding. Again, the friend will get it. So there cannot be any peace. But if we all agree that Krishna is the friend, real friend, Sridhar Sarabhutava. Krishna, if he is not our friend, why he is coming down on this platform where we are living in rough condition? He is a great friend. Dhiravandhu. His name is Dhiro. He is very, very poor in heart. He becomes very great friend. Dhiro. And advises. Buddhi Yoga Mudadari. He's always great. Krishna is never any. But still he creates enmity. He becomes demon with Krishna. That is his power. He requires to become powerful. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eidupe Brahmanda Bhavite Tolo Bhagavalaji. Guru Krishna, Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bhi. In this way, we are wandering throughout the universe, because unless he becomes Krishna conscious, unless he has taken fully shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, there is no stoppage of this reputation of birth and death, neither there is any key for that. We must know this from all angles of himself and stick to Krishna consciousness very rigidly, then we shall be happy. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj requests Lord Rishikabe that I have tried life after life to get peace and become happy and friendly, but I have failed. Now, Krishna Prahlad Maharaj says, Madhavi Sabudasu Yogam. Because I have now made, and without your becoming servant, there is no more chance for peace and prosperity or this troublesome world. Thank you very much.